Carrie, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about praying with persistence. Have you ever prayed for something that seems like such a long time and it's taken a long time to have an answered prayer? Or maybe you're still praying and you don't know why God hasn't answered yet. Well, today I want to encourage you to persist, to keep praying. Don't give up, because God will answer in His perfect timing and in His perfect will. We're going to look at the parable of the persistent widow, and it's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow. He kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So here we see in this parable, the judge who finally gives in to the widow, who keeps coming to him over and over asking for justice. And this is a judge who doesn't care. And we're reminded when we compare the judge to God that we have a God who does care, a God who does love us, who is love itself. And so this parable encourages us to keep going to prayer, to keep asking God and to not lose heart. You know, in the scripture, it says that the judge was bothered by the widow. But with God, he's not bothered by us when we keep coming. Now, sometimes we don't always understand why God's answers are delayed, why they don't happen as soon as we ask for prayer, as soon as we ask him for our request. But what we do know is that God's timing is perfect. And we can trust in that. So in trusting in that, it means we don't give up. It means we keep asking. We keep asking because we're showing our faithfulness to God, that He has the perfect timing, that He has the perfect way. Now, is it hard? Yes, it is. It can be. But I want to encourage you that we have a God who deeply loves us, a God who deeply loves you, and His answer will come at the right time. So when we keep coming to God, when we're persistent in our prayer, we are showing that we are faithful. We are showing that we can rely on Him, that we trust Him. When we keep turning to God, we are showing that we are faithful in the waiting. Now, this parable encourages us to keep bringing our needs and the needs of others to God, to show our trust in His provision and His perfect timing. It also allows us to make prayer a continual part of our lives, and that we don't just go to God just for an occasional request, but that we keep coming to Him, knowing that He is the one who can provide for us. He is the one who loves us. It also helps us to build our relationship with God when we keep coming back to Him, when we keep relying on Him for the answers. So I encourage you to keep persisting in your prayer. Keep asking for that relationship to be restored. Keep asking for that circumstance to change. Keep asking for provision. And God, in His perfect timing and in His perfect will give you an answer. So why don't you pray with me right now? Why don't you join that prayer that you've been praying for a long time? Join it with mine and let's ask God to be with us and to hear our prayers today. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, you encourage us to keep coming to you in prayer. And so right now, Lord, wherever we are, wherever we're watching this around the world, Lord, we come to you with our needs. We come to you asking for provision. We come to you asking for relationships to be restored. We come to you asking for peace, for forgiveness. Lord, we pray that you would bless us in your perfect timing. And that even though we may not understand right now why we don't have an answer to our prayer, Lord, would you give us peace? Would you bless us with love? And would you help us to keep going and to keep coming to you in faithfulness? We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.